Where are the most million-dollar jobs in the U.S.? They're not in New York nor Los Angeles, but in San Francisco and the surrounding Bay Area. The Bay Area leads in offering the biggest share of high-salary jobs, offering the largest percentage of jobs of any city making $500,000 or more per year, $1 million or more per year, and $2 million or more per year. That's according to new data from the payroll company ADP. About one in every 185 jobs in the Bay Area, about one half of 1%, pay $1 million or more. That's a ways ahead of second place Naples, Florida, where the rate is one in every 313 jobs. Both are well above the national average. Across America, one in every 455 jobs pays $1 million or more each year. Why San Francisco? The short answer is tech. The Bay Area is heavily reliant on tech jobs and a global hub for both tech's top employees and companies. The report noted that tech employees, particularly engineers and executives, can command high salaries from companies. Unlike other high-paying jobs like doctors and lawyers, tech employees don't have their income limited to how many patients or clients they see. Beyond the tech industry's dominance, researchers found two other factors at play, and both relate to the city's cost of living. Part of why high earners make up such a large share of the population in San Francisco is a major spike in the cost of living there in recent decades. Home prices in San Francisco itself have more than doubled since 2012, with the average rising from about $700,000 to $1.65 million. Those prices are growing at a considerably higher rate than home prices nationwide. Both that and the rise of remote work have pushed lower and middle-income people elsewhere. It's created a big gap between the rental market and the housing market. Data from Zillow and Apartment List shows that in both the San Francisco Bay Area and in neighboring San Jose, it's now roughly twice as expensive to buy a home at the median home price than it is to rent for 20 years. Nationwide, on average, those two options cost about the same. With fewer lower-income people moving in, million-dollar earners now make up a bigger chunk of the population.